This is one poem only. A daily reading, a quiet moment. One poem, center stage, just for now, just for you. Like a one-night-only performance, but in verse. I'm Maggie Devers, and each day I'll read you a poem. Nothing more, nothing less. No analysis, no noise, just a little space to listen. Fringford Brook by Violet Jacob. The willows stand by Fringford Brook, from Fringford up to Heath, sun on their cloudy silver heads, and shadow underneath. They ripple to the silent airs that stir the lazy day, now whitened by their passing hands, now turned again to gray. The slim marsh thistle's purple plume droops tasseled on the stem. The golden hawkweeds pierce like flame the grass that harbors them. Long drowning trees of the weeds trail where the sun is slow. The vapored mauves of water mint melt in the pools below. Serenely soft September sheds on earth her slumberous look. The heartbreak of an anguished world throbs not by Fringford Brook. All peace is here, beyond our range, yet neath the selfsame sky. The boys that knew these fields of home by Flemish willows lie. They waited in the sun-shot flow, they loitered in the shade, who trod the heavy road of death, jesting and unafraid. Peace, what of peace? This glimpse of peace lies at the heart of pain, for respite, ere the spirit's load we stoop to lift again. O load of grief, of faith, of wrath, of patient, quenchless will, till God shall ease us of your weight, we'll bear you higher still. O ghosts that walk by Fringford Brook, 'tis more than peace you give, for you, who knew so well to die, shall teach us how to live. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. Come back tomorrow. The curtain rises again.